Nancy Doherty, hotelier, auctioneer and chairman of Ballylennan Development Association, called a meeting to smooth out his troubled relationship with Vivian Vole, who succeeded in her restoration plans for the old courthouse, depriving him of a new car park. However, he learns to his dismay that his daughter Josie may accept a catering post in the courthouse tea shop, and he suspects that Paddy McGoldrick, whose attachment to Josie causes him intense disquiet, may become caretaker. Fonsi's interference in the programme for the floral concert causes diplomatic difficulties with its organiser, Gard Gallagher, while a plan from Stumpy Bonner to establish a spring water plant brings further problems. At the other end of the street, Vera McConkie, who runs the telephone exchange, and her sister Muriel prepare for the visit of a distinguished relative. Ballylennan, 1955.
Hello, Ballylennan call office. Yes? Oh, telegrams? Oh, hold on to the name I have in the form. Where's my pencil? Go ahead, telegrams. Right. To McConkie. Oh, it's for myself. Ballylennan 1, that's right. This is the call office. Hope to arrive Ballylennan Station Thursday 22nd. I've got that. 1:40 p.m. Blessings McCutcheon. Right, thank you now. Telegrams, bye. Who's Blessings McCutcheon? Oh, yes. Muriel?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hold on. I'll come out to the shop. I have telegrams on just now, and Sister Gabriel's coming at dinner time next Thursday.
Is Paddy McGoldrick still upstairs?
He's measuring up the room to give us a price.
Oh, Vera, I hope we did the right thing. If Fonsi heard we were employing Paddy, I don't know what he'd think of me.
Paddy'll do a good job. Shh, here he is.
Looking forward to a few days slapping paint, ladies.
Oh, Paddy, we just had a telegram from our cousin, Sister Gabriel, to say she'll be here next Thursday. Do you think the paint will be dry?
Oh, it will, of course. Now, I couldn't get the beige to stamper, but they have pots of a nice shade of lilac.
Oh, wouldn't lilac be a bit florid? My cousin's a nun.
Oh, no, no. It's a nice, delicate shade. And Brother Agnellis had the oratory at the college done up in lilac. I have the colour card upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a customer. Excuse me. Vera, will you go up?
Good morning, Mrs. McConkie.
Good morning, Mrs. Mickey. I'm still waiting on the mass cards. But there's some plain cards with a devotional.
I'll put newspapers here on the threads of the stairs in case any dust comes out. And you be sure you spread newspapers over the floor of the room.
The Royal House is these.
Oh, yes. It's the oldest street in the town. Right. Hey, you saw we took all the pictures down, but you'll have to help me shift the wardrobe.
You know, I'll need to scrape off all the old paper.
But you're not paint over it.
Ah, no, I couldn't do that. But this paper will come off real easy. Look, I can pull it where it's curled back.
Oh,
the glass is coming along, wasn't it?
It's going to make a terrible mess.
Well, there's no good work without mess, Miss McConkie. All this plaster's perished.
Would it be better off papering over instead of painting?
Well, you'd still need to replaster. Paper wouldn't stick to that. You see what happens when I give the wall a tap?
Oh, how long will you take then?
I can run up to Johnson's for the plaster and get started in an hour.
I suppose this will cost a queer whack.
Ah, it won't be hard on you.
Well, I'll go down and discuss it with my sister.
Right. And before I go, I'll just pull all the old paper off the walls. Better close the door. There'll be a terrible dust run.
I'll be back up in a minute.
Goodbye, Mrs. McKee.
It may be we're not doing the right thing, Muriel. He's tearing the place down up above.
Did he give you an estimate?
He was cagey about that. But I suppose we'd better let him do it. Who else is there?
Well, here's another thing about packing the gold at Vera. Francie was telling me Josie said she was going to the pictures in Letterkenny with Eta Maguire. And later, didn't he see Eta going into the Sodality meeting with her mother?
Fonsi Doherty sees too much, if you ask me.
Well, you know what the McGoldrick family's like, Vera. Oh, it'd be a terrible disgrace for Fonsi to have his eldest daughter married to one of them.
I wouldn't say marriage was in the forefront of yon Paddy's mind. But sure, Mr. Doherty never comes down this way. And Paddy wouldn't be talking to him anyway, after the way Mr. Doherty gave him the boot.
Well, news gets around, Vera. I don't know how it does, but it does.
Of course I'm annoyed. Haven't I a right to be annoyed?
I had the best interest of the town in view, so I have.
Keep your voice down. So will you, mate. That's not to say that a bottled water industry wouldn't be good for keeping a couple of fellas off the dole. But the way you brought it up at the meeting.
What way did I bring it up?
Saying that it could be sold like Lourdes water. That's holy water. And I, after warning you not to bring religion into any of the proceedings of the Development Association, wasn't I doing my best to bury the hatchet with Bold and her crowd over the courthouse as well?
She was the very one who said the bottled water was very popular.
Mineral water is a different thing. Holy water, brought home as a souvenir, is for blessing yourself when you're going out the door.
Well, you could take it both ways.
I said, keep your voice down. We won't bring it up again for a bit. Anyway, I went down to have a look at the well, and it's all duckweed and tadpoles, so it is. But there's no shortage of water flowing out of it down to that ditch behind the abattoir. God, it's a sin to see so much good water going to waste.
That's what I was thinking. The raw materials are free.
Right. I get someone to go and give the well a good clean out, and then we can get the water tested. Well, you could be onto something. There might be money to be made out of it. Here. What is it you're having?
A pint.
Pint here, Brandon. I have to go now to meet Miss McConkey. She's waiting across from the lounge to see.
Good luck.
The Baron, Abby. How's it going?
All the best, all the best.
Are you putting your money on hearts on Sunday?
You give that to me, sir.
Oh, I don't you would.
Muriel, are you all on your own? I only just heard you were waiting.
I'm only here 2 minutes, Fonsy.
And you'll take your sherry.
Well,
hey, Josie!
What?
Will you bring us a nice brown sherry and a small one for myself?
A wild one, I'm ready.
Here's the minutes of the last meeting. I only mentioned that Mr. Bonner's proposal for a water bottling plant would be looked into.
Quite right, Muriel. Keep religion out of it. Just after tearing strips off Stumpy for his stupidity. Because that's what it was.
But it did hardly get back to Reverend Hawthorne. She has a coolness with him.
Oh, the rumor of an engagement there was all a con.
Well, you'd never know. They might surprise us yet. Did I tell you my cousin, Sister Gabriel, is coming on a visit?
Ah, who would that be?
Betty McCutcheon, that was.
Betty McCutcheon from Milford?
Mm-hmm.
I remember her. She was a great pal of poor Tractor when they were at school.
No, I thought she was older.
Well, if poor Tractor was still with her, she'd be what? 43?
No, that would be right. The Lord of mercy.
Amen. I didn't know she went for a nun.
It was a late vacation, I believe. She was trained as a teacher. As a matter of fact, Miss Bowl claims to have met her on some course. But I think it's most unlikely.
Do you know? She'd be the ideal person to, initiate, dedicate my new tiled frontage. A respected local person who has won distinction away.
Oh, I don't know, Fonsy. It mightn't be right for a nun to dedicate a pub.
It's not a pub. It's a hotel. But you could ask her if you found her in the right humor. And there's another thing what I was saying. Respectability. She'd lend respectability. Then they couldn't complain that my tiled frontage is inappropriate or in the wrong style.
Who said that? I think it's most tasteful.
I was told. But that doesn't mean I believe it. As someone from the County Tourism Committee objected to it and said it wouldn't go down well in the judging of the tidy village.
Who said that?
Who do you think? Packy McGoldrick.
Packy?
If I come across him, I'll make a dog's dinner out of them.
Well, I'll put your drinks on the table.
Oh, thank you, Josie. The sherry is for Mr. Conley.
Oh, no, it's for.
I was just saying that Packing the Goldrick's making a wonderful job of the tidy villages and gardens, Josie.
Oh, I hear he has blossoms on the brain. Excuse me. I've no work to do.
Ballylennon Garda Station, hello?
Is that Guard Gallagher? This is Vivian Bowles speaking.
Hello, Miss Bowles.
I had a letter from a friend of mine in the BBC.
Oh?
She's producing a programme for the religious department and asked about local singing talent. May I mention your name?
Is it to sing in the Welsh?
I think they'd probably give give you an audition first.
This would be a great opportunity, miss.
Well, yes, I think so. You'd have to choose a song with a religious theme or a hymn. Non-denominational, of course.
Something like, "There's a wideness in God's mercy like the wideness of the sea."
It would be up to them to decide. You could offer a few suggestions. And, if you liked, we could have a little rehearsal on the school piano.
Thank you, Miss Bowles. You must certainly say I'll be delighted to contribute when you're writing.
Actually, I won't be writing, because she's coming here next week to do a little bit of reconnaissance, I assume.
I'll look through my sheet music the night when I go off duty. Oh, Miss Bowles, do you know what I saw in today's Vindicator? Now, hold on a minute, I'll hold here. Yes. Mellow chords to top bill in Tidy Village's concert.
That's very unsuitable.
Well, all the same, they're very well known, Miss Bowles. I wouldn't be up to their standard at all.
Oh, come now. What does the paper say?
That popular band, the Mellow Chords, with their irrepressible vocalist Mick McCluskey, hailed as Maville's answer to Mantovani, will head a sparkling program.
That's in very poor taste. Is even more objectionable. You say you weren't consulted.
Why would he ask me?
Aren't you the organiser?
Well, I don't know what to do. And I have the superintendent coming to see me for a wee chat, he said, so I have enough to worry about.
Look on the bright side. You might even be singing on the BBC Home Service. And that's a thing Mick McCluskey and the Mellow Chords will never do.
That's peculiar. Muriel?
I'm after closing the shop for lunch. Did you put on the kettle?
It's boiling. I'm after hearing a conversation, Miss Bowles and Gard Gallagher, but only part of it, as I had to put through a call to Dublin for Mr. Frawley. He had a query about property tax.
Uh-huh.
Well, the BBC is doing a religious programme, and the way I got it, someone there asked the same Bowles to recommend a person to sing a hymn.
And who did she recommend to them?
Our Wee Man in Blue. The peculiar thing is, I heard nothing about a religious programme apart from that.
Yeah, well, with Canon Feel out sick, I suppose the young cure doesn't like to make announcements.
I suppose I could give a ring to Peg Sweeney. A mass broadcast on the wireless would be something to interest Sister Gabriel while she's here.
Yeah. Should we offer Packy a cup of tea? He's been working up there since 10.
Miss Bowles might have said something in front of him. I'll give him a shout, and he might tell us about that floral concert.
Are you up there, Packy?
Yes, Miss McConkie.
Will you come down for a cup of tea?
Oh, I will, lad. Wait a minute, where do I wash the plaster off my hands?
You'd wash them here at the kitchen sink. Oh, quick, have we a clean towel there in the drawer? And I'll get a handful of fancy biscuits in the shop.
There. Have the plaster near done. Would you like me to fit a cornice round the top?
Ah, no, we don't want anything elaborate.
Well, it'll only cost you a couple of pounds and it'll be there forever.
That's more than I'll be.
The Pope's Palace won't be in it when I'm finished.
Ah, thank you. We don't take dinner in the middle of the day, being business people. There's a towel at your hand.
The cup of tea will be the bee's knees.
What do we do to get rid of the smell of paint? It'll hardly be gone by the time she arrives.
Well, you could open the window if it's not stuck from the damp.
Or light a pinch of incense. It's a scent she'd be used to. Make her feel at home.
Yes, in the little red lamp under the statue of Blessed Martin de Porres. Where is that statue, Vera?
I must have put it away someplace safe. Right, step over to the table, Packy.
It looked very nice with a vase of flowers under Dada's illuminated address from the ancient order of Hibernians. Our cousin's a very distinguished nun, Packy. She's been out on the missions for about 15 years, and so we want to have everything right for her homecoming.
I don't suppose you heard anything about Canon Freel. We could arrange for them to meet and perhaps get her picture in the Vindicator, making a presentation to him or something. A book about the missions or an album of snaps.
My mother said she heard Canon Freel's onions was playing him up, and he'll likely be in there a few more weeks.
Oh, dear. You could inquire about him, Vera, when you ring Peg Sweeney.
Mm. I mustn't forget to order the hackney to meet Sister Gabriel at the station, too.
Well, sure, I'll carry your bag up if you like.
Oh, thank you, Packy. But what my sister means is that we should receive her in the proper style. Mr. Doherty is anxious to meet her as well. We might take luncheon in the Swilling Arms.
I suppose Josie Doherty's making great changes in the hotel kitchen since she got her diploma.
Ah, Josie's up to all the tricks of the trade. Sure, she could make dead meat live again.
Oh, sure.
What's that?
It's a quiche.
Yes?
What else would you do with it?
Holy God.
Well, you needn't eat it if you don't want to.
And who will eat it?
There's a couple from Dublin just booked in. What would you like for your lunch, says I? You couldn't do us the quiche, says she. No bother, says I. I'm taking it into them when I've done the tossed salad.
I'd never have thought Dublin people would live on the ledge of that. Continentals, maybe. Ah, but for them, people's habits are changing all the time. I suppose that's what the techs had in mind when they thought up that course you did.
Well, there wouldn't be much point in taking a course to learn how to boil a spud or fry a ring of black pudding.
Where's the bread stored in me stomach's at me?
There, on the dresser, where it always is.
You know, there's talk going around that you're taking a job in this new canteen in the courthouse.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, people are saying it.
Well, people have very little to occupy themselves with.
That is the myth.
Here.
Well, is it true?
It is not.
Because if it is, it is a very peculiar. You skipping across the street to some half-baked fly-by-night kind of a place, where you might even be sure of your wages, when you have an established business here waiting to be developed.
I said there's nothing in it.
What's all the talk about, then?
All the talk? Miss Bowle asked me would I be interested, and I said I might, and we left it at that. Sure, they won't have the place renovated for a year,
but you entertain the idea. Aye, and I hear Packy McGoldrick is entertaining the idea of going in there as caretaker.
That's his business. Will you hand me that wooden spoon?
Did you and him go to the pictures in Letterkenny last week?
What's that to you?
Only you said you were going with Eva Maguire.
She wasn't able to go in the end. And now, as you're so full of talk about this hotel waiting to be developed and at the same time making a mock of me when I'm cooking the kind of things the customers want, do you think it's any wonder I'd be entertaining ideas of going someplace else?
Hold on a minute.
I will not. I've two people waiting on their lunch. And if you don't mind, you'll hold open the door for me and let me pass with this tray.
If she asks, did Dada die in this room? What do we say?
We say he died in St. Eunice.
But then she might ask, what did he die of?
And he could have died of anything. Not everyone in there dies of that.
Still, she might like the thought of this being the last place he drew breath. His own home.
Why would she?
Well, nuns are like that. Their minds dwell on things of the spirit. They're always thinking of people's last hours and a happy death.
Well, I hope she won't get a happy death catching her toe in that hole in the lino. I think maybe I'd better bring up the hearth rug from the parlour.
No, then she'll see the stain where Dada knocked over the glass of porter.
I'll put the wee dumpy stool on that.
Oh, this room has a bare look. It needs something to give it a bit of comfort. The Brussels lace under the jug and basin's nice.
Here's Packy. He can help us move back the wardrobe.
How are the ladies?
Hi, Packy.
Oh, Packy, we need your manly shoulder.
Well, not to cry on.
Well, that could be if your account is as high as I reckon it will be.
Ah, no, you'll find it very reasonable. I'll write it out tonight and drop it into the letterbox. What time did you order the Hackney for?
Oh, we're walking down to the station. The Hackney's only for coming back. Oh, look at the time. We should be gone in 20 minutes and there's still a dozen things to be done.
Well, look here. I'll put me back against the wardrobe if you keep it from falling forward.
All right. Come on, hold the corner of your ear.
All right, just.
There.
What's holding it?
Wait a minute. There's a furrow in the lino. Wait. I keep the down with the foot. What is that?
No, I've got it.
All right, so look out.
What was that?
Something slid off the top.
The wardrobe's back in place anyway.
What was it?
A piece of china that must have been on top of the wardrobe in smithereens.
Oh, I get a dustpan and brush.
Do you know what it is? It's the statue of Blessed Martin de Porres. That's very bad luck.
Mr. Bonner, it would be dishonest of me not to say I was quite perplexed about the piece you wrote in last week's Vindicator about that band. I can't remember their name.
Mac McCloskey and the Malachords.
Is it? I confess to never having heard of them. Gord Gallagher and I have the responsibility of choosing who will take part in the floral concert.
How was I to know, miss? Mr. Doherty came down to me here at the station with the information all wrote out so that there could be no mistake. And isn't he the chairman of the Development Association?
And the big panjandrum to boot. But we're the subcommittee appointed to look after tidy villages, which the concert is in aid of. I should have thought you'd have been aware of that, since you're a member of the association yourself.
I'm a columnist, Miss Bowl, first and foremost. And it's my duty to note down everything I'm given from a column. That's balanced reporting, so it is.
I dare say. Well, I suppose I'll have to speak sharply to Mr. Doherty for overstepping his authority. Do I hear the train?
That's her. Are you going someplace?
I'm meeting an acquaintance from the BBC. She's in religious programs. In fact, she used to be a nun. I'm surprised neither of the Miss McConkeys is here, because she's a relation of theirs.
Miss Vera's only allowed to leave the switchboard from 1:30 to 2:30. She's very professional that way. And if it's the same one you're talking about, I heard Mr. Doherty say she was going to stop at McConkey's.
So, news of her visit is being trumpeted in advance of her arrival? You'd think she was the Queen of Sheba.
I'm to try and get her picture on the front page.
Then it's even more odd that her cousins aren't here to meet her. Hello! Hello! Mr. Gabriel!
Vivian Bowl, isn't it?
You haven't changed a bit.
I could say the same for you.
I've only this one bag. There we are. Welcome to Ballylennan. And do I call you Gabriel or Betty?
Oh, I'll answer to hi or any loud cry. I'm the same person, whatever you call me.
Can I carry your bag, miss? Oh,
that's all right. If arms are steel, thank you all the same. Well,
Vivian! How good of you to meet me.
I have my car. Can I give you a lift?
Oh, come along.
Well, good to see you. Thank you. I'm staying with my cousins, the McConkeys. At least, I hope I am. We haven't managed to communicate. I do hope they know I'm coming.
The porter at the station told me they do.
Good heavens, how does he know?
He doubles as the local columnist, so he knows everything. Except, he doesn't always get his stories right.
Oh, that hoarding hasn't changed anyway. Stay at the Thrilly Arms, Mecca of the Northwest. Strikes me now as having a somewhat Islamic appeal. Do you get many tourists from Arabia?
Not even a stray camel. I've got you an excellent soloist, a baritone. I said you'd have to hear him, but I can vouch for his... Oh, there are the two McConkeys hurrying out. They'd never have made it to the station.
Hello! She's here!
I can't stop. We're late meeting the train.
No! She's here! In the car!
No, we're meeting a nun.
Muriel! Vera! It's me.
We're going to meet our cousin, Sister Gabriel McCutcheon.
I'm a mufti. That's why you don't recognize me.
You're Sister Gabriel?
In a manner of speaking, but, yes.
Oh, how good to see you again.
But your habit.
I sent that to the cleaners years ago and they never returned it.
Well, isn't that dreadful? And would the order not supply you with a replacement?
They didn't need to. I jumped over the wall, as you might say.
Will you sit into the back and I'll drop you all?
Oh, we'll walk back. It's only 100 yards. We'll be at the front door before you've even got out.
See you there.
Bye.
The impudence. Going to meet our cousin.
But we mightn't have recognized her. We'd have been watching out for a sister of pity.
But some sisters aren't obliged to wear their habits when travelling nowadays. She must be one of those.
Do you think she's given up being a nun?
Wouldn't she have told us? But come to think of it, we never did get to speak to her on the phone.
Oh, the hackney. Mr. McGimsey will be sitting in his car down at the station waiting for
us. I'll ring the station.
What'll he think of us? And what will the neighbours think, seeing her step out of Miss Bowles' car?
Oh, we're going to be made look like a right pair of fools.
Do you know what I thought? She seemed very pally with Miss Bowles. Do you think...
What?
Do you think she's become a Protestant?
But once a nun, always a nun. You can't shake off a thing like that as if it were drops of rain from an umbrella, you know.
But are you a nun? That's what all the people around here will be asking.
We need to know how to introduce you, you see.
There could be awkward situations.
Oh, not in the slightest. The fact is, I'm on secondment to religious programmes in the BBC. I do some work for the World Service. My overseas experience comes in handy. But at present, I'm doing a series of church broadcasts from out-of-the-way communities. Communities which the world may have forgotten, but must be very high on the list of places beloved of the man above.
It was Tanganyika you were in, wasn't it?
Yes, and Uganda. As a matter of fact, I'm going back there to produce a service of witness from a village which has only known God's word for 3 decades. The church is built of wattle and daub, but you should hear the hymn singing. Oh,
you must get great satisfaction from visiting primitive people, sister.
That's it. The man above may not have cut me out to be a conventional nun, but he did endow me with a real sense of communion with his benighted souls.
Isn't that lovely?
Well, you'll be glad to get a rest from that all the same.
I'm going to do nothing this afternoon, except perhaps take a quiet stroll up the village. Does Fonsy Doherty still run the Swilly Arms? The Mecca of the Northwest. Has he done the pilgrimage?
Pilgrimage?
To Mecca?
No. But he goes on the Easter retreat to Loch Derg. And he knows you're coming.
I believe his wife died. A tractor. And you were quite well when we were children. The Lord of Mercy.
Poor Attracta and poor Fonsy. He's very lonely after her.
And on Friday I'm going to start work in earnest on my special project. A broadcast of United Witness from Ballylennon.
That must be what I heard on the... Oh, you ought to meet Canon Freel, but he's under the weather, so you'll have to see the young curate. And I'm very friendly with his housekeeper, Peg Sweeney.
My old friend Vivian Bowle is going to help me with my research.
Oh? Miss Bowle is of the other persuasion, you know.
That's just it. I sense we'll be able to work in true accord.
Really?
She tells me that the acoustic in her church is very crisp. No gothic vaulting for the sound to get lost in.
Oh! Are you broadcasting a service from her church?
The United Service. Everyone will participate.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
A drop of tea went down the wrong way. Excuse me, I must go and find a handkerchief.
Choking can be quite alarming.
I hope she isn't sickening for the flu. I'll go and see if I've a bottle of gargle in the shop. Excuse me. Vera.
I'm at the switch.
What is she up to at all?
Oh, she's not the nun I thought she was.
Do you know what it is? I knew something dreadful would happen when blessed Martin de Porres fell off the wardrobe and broke his neck.
Lennon by Christopher Fitzsimon. Fonsy Doherty was played by T.P. McKenna. Vera McConkie was Stella McCusker. And Muriel McConkie, Margaret Darcy. Vivian Bowle was Anya McCartney. Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley. Dard Gallagher, John Hewitt. Sister Gabriel, Marcella Reardon. Josie Doherty, Catherine White. And Peggy McGoldrick, Charlie Bonner. The music was arranged and performed by Stephanie Hughes. Ballylennon is directed by Owen O'Callaghan.